The next coach on the teleconference is Iowa's Kirk Ferentz. Iowa visits Penn State on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN. Coach, thank you for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. We were. It was good to be back in Kinnick. We were on the road for a couple of weeks, and good to play at home. And thought the guys really did a good job overall against a very dangerous Maryland team. It was challenging winter weather conditions probably across the entire Midwest, but a really windy game. And first and foremost, thought defense played really well, and the offense did a good job of running the football. You know, we transitioned there a little bit, and then equally as important maybe are the special teams. They really did a great job throughout the game. So, it was a good victory for us, and, we're moving on now and got a big challenge traveling up to Penn State this weekend.
Thank you, Coach. So go ahead. Questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following 2 prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Chad Listicow, Des Moines Register.
Hey, good morning, Coach.
Hi, Chad.
Wanted to get your thoughts on a stat here. Three times in your 19 years, you started 6-1 or better as you are now. Those years are 02, 09, and 15. Getting to 6-1, your thoughts on those teams and what that means?
Well, yeah, if we can follow up like those three teams did, that'd be great. And that's a challenge right now that's in front of us. I actually did read that yesterday, I guess, in the post game notes. But the idea is to try to win every week, and we haven't been successful doing that. But the one thing I think this team's done, they've prepared pretty well week in and week out, and they've showed up and competed hard. So, everything starts right there. And but beyond that, you got to play clean football, and did a better job of that certainly last Saturday. Not only this week, but the remaining five games, I guess we got. It's going to be critical. And last weekend's a great, I think, illustration of just how it's college football is really unpredictable, and it's just week to week. It's whoever shows up and plays the best, and that certainly is true in our conference. I know the national scene quite as well, but our conference, there's a lot of evidence of that.
And then just going to Penn State, I mean, this program has a series of kind of monumental wins, I guess, at Happy Valley, or at least in big seasons, 02, 04, 09 come to mind. What has kind of been the key ingredients to getting those signature wins?
We've had some really good wins there, and we've had some tough losses. Last time there wasn't so good, but I think the one commonality is, you're walking into a very tough environment. It's a great college football environment. And, if you like college football, it's a great challenge. I think it's one everybody should be excited about. The other commonality, at least, my 20 years and, I grew up in that part of the country. So I'll go back to the 60s. They typically have a team that looks really good. They recruit well. They look good in their uniforms. And then most importantly, they play well. So, you're in for a real big challenge, just from an environment standpoint. You're in a big challenge, facing a big challenge because of the kind of team they typically have. And, this year is no different. They got a bunch of good-looking players, and more importantly, a bunch of good players, and, arguably the best quarterback in the conference, if not the country. So, you just start right there. We got a big challenge in front of us.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Your next question is from David Ginsberg, Associated Press.
Hi, Coach. 6-1, your goal, I'm sure one of the goals before the season was to become bowl eligible. You're there. I know you have more to accomplish, but what does it mean to you to have that little thing out of the way at least?
Well, yeah, it's not a little thing at all, and that was the first thing I congratulated the team on Saturday after the game. And to the point, it's something I think we want to make sure we never take for granted. I think we've been eligible 17 out of 18 years or something like that. But it seems like yesterday in 2012, we didn't make that mark. We were 4-8. And it just serves as a good reminder of how hard it is to win one game in a season and how competitive things are. So, it's not something we take for granted. I'm very appreciative of the fact that our team's gotten themselves in that position. Clearly we want to do better. Everybody wants to continue to play well, but Yeah, I'm really happy about it, and I think a lot of times the public and probably the media, people that aren't right there on the front lines of the competition, maybe sometimes minimize, how tough it is to win. And I think a lot of people are guilty of saying, well, this team should beat that team. It's easy to say that, but it's not always easy to do on the field.
And one more on a follow-up. Seems like a lot of teams in this conference have an opportunity to be bowl eligible. Is that a sense of pride to have that many? There are plenty of bowls to fill with Big Ten teams, and it appears that that very well could happen.
Yeah, I just think it's representative of our conference, and I guess I've been in the league now 29 years. It's my 29th year in the conference with a little 9-year hiatus there. But, it's always, since 1981, my firsthand experience with the league. It's been a tremendous conference. I think, we stand for what's right in sports. Our guys go to class and they graduate and do it at a high level relative to the rest of the country. And, we play at a high level too, and it's week in and week out, great competition. So, yeah, I think certainly the more teams that we have in our conference playing beyond the end of the regular season, that's a great thing for the conference and something our players, first of all, have to earn it. And once they do earn it, they deserve that opportunity.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com.
Hi, Kirk. I know you guys have had some good defensive lines there in your tenure. I'm just curious, the height of this particular defensive line, have you ever had anything like this as far as just the amount of tall guys, and how does that affect the game for you guys when you have so many big guys out there?
Yeah, I'm reminded of that, especially on the road or even at the hotel when we're at home. Every now and then I'll get on the elevator with those guys, and it's funny. In real life, or at least on the field life, Parker Hesse looks like an average size guy. Then you get next to him in the elevator, and he's 3 inches taller than I am, but he looks normal because, we got the Nelson and Nelson law firm, and then you got Brinks and Epines. Those guys are all tall guys. So, yeah, it is one of the taller groups. Well, it's, I think, got to be the tallest. I haven't researched it, but it's got to be the tallest group we've had. And that could be a good thing or a bad thing. Sometimes tall guys have a hard time getting leverage. But in this case, I think, our guys are really doing a pretty good job of staying low and playing well, and it can be a real benefit, if they get their hands up when a guy's trying to throw the football. So, yeah, it's a good group of guys, and most importantly, they're a great group of guys to work with. I left Chauncey Golston out of there, too. He's probably 6'6". So, yeah, it's a good tall group of guys.
Yeah, you mentioned knocking down passes. Just the amount of space, even though they're not all 350 pounds, how much space, just with their wingspan and just being able to reach up, are they actually able to take up as a group to try to stop those passing lanes or at least get in the way?
It's ironic. We're getting ready for Penn State right now and sitting in there watching tape a minute ago. And for whatever reason, I was reminded of, well, we had a ball batted down this morning in practice, but I flashed right back to 2004, I believe it was, playing up there. And they must have knocked down like 10 passes during the course of the game. So it was really hard to throw the football from the pocket. And that is an advantage if guys can do that.
Coach, thank you for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.